This is Leo Babiu for KTWH. I'm going to be straightforward, transparent. We're recording this on Tuesday, June 16th of 2020, where we've got now over almost 2.2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the country, over 118,000 deaths attributable to the disease. And in Minnesota, they tell us we've had over 30,800 cases, and we've documented 1,313 COVID-19 related deaths statewide. Interesting news today that we'll talk about with our guest, BJ Kolstad. Welcome back to KTWH for this biweekly visit. How are you?
Thank you, Leo. I'm well. Thank you.
Yeah, you've gotten some confirmation over the past 24 hours. We had first reported one confirmed COVID case in Lake County that was new as of this morning, and then you have word of an additional two cases later in the day from the Department of Health.
That's correct. You remember that up until now, we've had just one case in Lake County, and that was back on May 6th, so about 6 weeks ago. But today we did get notification from MDH, Minnesota Department of Health, that we've had three new confirmed cases in Lake County today.
Just mathematically, of course, that would be what you'd call an uptick from one to four total confirmed cases. On paper, that's quite a leap, but you've been telling us all along that we would have cases of COVID show up, so this is not really a surprise, but any first impressions about what this might mean?
Well, you're right, Leo. We have been expecting this, and so it's not a surprise. Perhaps it's a surprise to have three new cases when we only had one in Lake County, but we don't know yet whether these cases are even related to one another. We just know that MDH, with the increase in testing, has told us that they have three new cases just today, and that their case investigation has started and is continuing.
Now, a number of cases statewide have been in congregate care facilities or congregate working conditions. Is there a point at which in the case investigation where the county will learn more about whether any of those circumstances were involved here?
Yeah, the Minnesota Department of Health is doing the case investigation on these three new cases. And if they are in congregate care facilities, we still want to maintain privacy of the individuals. So the MDH's standard is if it's in a congregate care facility with over 10 residents, then they would make that public, at least the name of the residents, the congregate care facility, as they have done in St. Louis County and other counties around Minnesota. But we don't know at this time whether these cases are in a congregate care facility or one or more of them, or if they're all independent and individuals that are not in a congregate facility at all.
Now, you know, as a human being, of course, I'm sure that all of us are empathetic and concerned for the health of all of the people who've now been identified as having this illness. And yet the question remains, everyone, of course, is concerned about their own well-being as well and whether that'll be addressed. And is it fair to say that everything is being done, if at all possible, by the way that the case investigation and contact tracing takes place, that if you may have had identifiable exposure to any of these people that you very well might be contacted, if that's the case?
Sure, that's the purpose of the case investigation, to learn more about the person, the individual who tested positive, and then also to do contact tracing, which would be notifying people who have had close contact to this person. And there are some definitions of close contact. The MDH's definition is those of us who may have been within 6 feet of this person for more than 15 minutes, and within a couple of days before the start of their symptoms or before they were tested. So if someone goes into some public place in Lake County and we don't have any way to notify everyone who might have been in that same place, whether it's a gas station, a grocery store,
sure, or
whatever, but people who've been in close contact with them and that the identified individual knows about, they would be notified by Minnesota Department of Public Health.
Indeed. We will, perhaps those of us that aren't contacted can never know for sure whether we've been in proximity, but as best as we can endeavor to do it, we're going to figure out who may have had that more substantive contact, where it's distance and, I guess, duration, right? And probably
right, most
often in an indoor setting, although people do work in close contact outdoors as well.
Sure, they do sometimes, but yeah, the fact is that nothing has really changed for the rest of us. We've all been implementing those procedures that we know about, wearing masks and washing our hands and covering our coughs and maintaining social distancing. So that's what we all continue to do, and that's the most effective way to prevent the spread. So if we are all doing those things, most of us are going to be safe.
Indeed. And of course, we are in a continuing arc of things reopening, indoor dining facilities and bars and, bars and other...
And churches and other gatherings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct.
And they're all on kind of a slightly different glide path to what will be allowed, you know, in terms of what the requirements are. And are you familiar with exactly when some of these reopenings are taking place? But they are opening against the backdrop of concern about whether we'll be able to track whether the reopening activity will have something to do with an uptick. So it's a tricky question.
Sure. The governor, of course, has his staged reopening of Minnesota, and I think we're in stage three now, starting June 10th, where more facilities can open, as you mentioned, some of the restaurants, and people can be gathering in greater groups. But many of our small businesses are reopening again, and Lake County has been following similar guidelines, trying to reopen slowly, welcoming visitors back, but encouraging them to be careful and respectful. We are familiar with some mass events that have gone on recently, some of the protests that have been going on in Minnesota, and so we do expect an uptick based upon those mass gatherings. And the Minnesota Department of Health has broadened their testing guidelines so that people who were in mass gatherings, like protests and demonstrations, were participating or whether they were responding, are now eligible to be tested if they have concerns about COVID as well.
Indeed. As far as I know, we still see that most of the large gatherings, festivals of seasonal nature are, in our area, at least as far as I know, all being still listed as canceled. We're not opening ourselves up in that way to the same kind of proximity as might have been seen in a mass demonstration.
That's true, and we're working in Lake County to open up slowly. In fact, the Lake County courthouse and other county facilities are planning to recall some of their essential workers so that we can allow the first stage of our soft opening of county offices, starting by appointment only, next Monday, June 22nd. We still have most of our employees working from home, so per the governor's orders, so we encourage citizens to conduct their work by phone or email or drop off with Lake County until we're able to more fully open. And you're right, sometimes we cannot plan all of our mass gatherings, such as protests, but I think that people in Lake County and elsewhere around the state are pretty aware of what the guidelines were and working really hard to be responsible and follow those as much as possible.
Yeah, and I ask about tying reopening to any upticks in COVID spread, because certain parts of the country right now seem to be seeing surges, both in the southeast and a bit in the southwest, and it's hard not to think that those are related to, there's been some less controlled reopenings in some states, for want of a better way to phrase it. Minnesota's has been much more methodical, in my opinion.
You're right, and yeah, there are 14 or more states that are now experiencing surges, including as some of the areas you mentioned, and also New York City. And so I think it gives credence to the governor's plan to reopen slowly and progressively and take our time and understand that not only will there be minor surges based upon some of these mass gatherings or other traveling visitors opening up and businesses opening up.
BJ, given the fact that we have this small momentary uptick and we don't know what the future holds, what recommendation would you want to stress for all visitors and residents, the basics that they want to take care of as we have more opportunity to be closer to each other in open business settings over the coming weeks? Would you, you know, on top of that, would you have any additional suggestions for people who might have a higher perceived risk or a very tangible risk if they were to catch COVID?
Yeah, we are encouraging people to, even though the governor has relax his stay-at-home orders, if we have elderly people or people with underlying conditions, we still encourage them to stay home and take extra care. And we want to thank all of our people who are being respectfully compliant with the governor's Stay Safe Minnesota guidelines and mitigation measures. We know that some of these surges are going to be, you know, minor surges based upon perhaps traveling or mass gatherings, but we are still expecting a second surge in the fall, as most pandemics have a second surge after people relax for a while. To answer your question about what people should do if they have questions, they can go on the MDH website and just click on a tab that says, "Should I get tested?" And there's a screening tool there for them to find out if they should be tested. And you can find out all more information on the Minnesota COVID dashboard. You can just do a search for Minnesota COVID dashboard, and that'll give you some information. There are also Minnesota Department of Health hotlines, and that hotline number is 800-657-3903. And that's for anyone that has questions. Our locally, St. Luke's has its own public hotline and offers free online care visits for people, including a COVID hotline assessment tool that you can go online and at the Essentia Health and check on that. And that will give people guidelines about what their concerns might be, what their situation is, and whether they should be tested or not. And if they suspect that they have either been exposed or have symptoms of COVID, it also has information on how they might quarantine themselves at home, even if they're part of a family group, to try to protect themselves and each other.
And of course, there is greater access to testing, but none of us really want to be in the position of feeling like we may now have symptoms and want the test. In order to mitigate the actual spread, I think we've had quite a bit of validation from a number of public health authorities about the value of masks, of both cloth and, of course, higher power efficiency masks, but certainly the cloth masks for source control. And would you speak to that at all? Because I think you have an event for upcoming.
We do have an event. Lake County is partnering with the North Shore Rotary Club. They have provided a drive-through handout of masks in Two Harbors a couple of weeks ago, and now they're planning one for the area of Silver Bay. And that's coming up next Thursday, not this Thursday, but June 25th at the Lake Bank in Silver Bay from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. And anyone in Lake County can drive up during that hour to the Lake Bank in Silver Bay and be handed out masks or masks, whichever they need from the local Rotary Club. So we appreciate that, and in planning for that and ongoing mask needs, we are promoting another mask drive for Lake County, and we still have some fabric and elastic available at the Lake County Service Center in Silver Bay or at Health and Human Services in Two Harbors, and they can contact those places to pick up elastic and fabric and make cloth masks and then donate them back to us, and we'll get them to the people most in need, whether it's congregate care facilities or essential workers or first responders or just people in the public who don't have a mask and need one.
So we're still looking for skilled sewers to produce those masks. Again, where would they go? Where do they go to get in contact with you about getting the material?
They can contact Carrie Parks, who is our administrative assistant at the Lake County Service Center in Silver Bay, and her number is 218-226-4443.
There you go. Thanks for that, BJ. And you may not be given latitude to speak to the positive outcomes that having these masks widely distributed and used might mean, but I think it makes a world of difference, so I'm hoping it's a successful drive.
Thank you. I think it does make a world of difference. We're getting used to wearing masks, especially if you're within 6 feet of people who are outside your household or your family group. Sometimes it seems to just show a sign of respect if you're going into crowded public areas to wear masks so that other people feel safe around us.
You were a busy person for the last several months, BJ, and I know you'll be busy through much of the rest of the summer to come, and we'll talk more about your future plans, but I just wish you all the best, and I appreciate the work that the Emergency Operations Center and the Lake County Response Team are doing.
Thank you, Leo. We appreciate your work helping us get the information out to the public as well. We appreciate that. Thanks.
All right. You take care, BJ. Thanks a lot. That was BJ Kolstad, who is the Lake County Emergency Manager, talking to us about COVID-19, the response, and prospects to contain the coronavirus as we go forward this summer in Lake County and across our region. You're listening to KTWH.